We're up to Zayin Amar Aleph, two dots towards the bottom. Omar Rabbi Chelbo, Omar Rav Huna, Omar Rav Abba Bar Zavda, Omar Rav. Achas Besula v'achas Almana tuna bracha. Both a Besula and an Almana need a bracha. We'll see which bracha exactly we're talking about. Because there are two brachas that we make by a chasna, one by the Erison, and since we do both at the same time, so the brachas are very close to each other. When they used to make Erison and then Nisuin a year later, these brachas were separated by a year. Birchas Erison, we'll get to what exactly the purpose of the bracha is. That's a bracha made before the Maisa Kedushin. What's it called? Asher Kedushon Zivonu, Alhu Arayos, the Hitir Lonu Asanasuos, whatever. That bracha is called Birchas Erison. And then there's Birchas Anasuin, that's what's called Sheva Brachas. Under the Chuppah, that is part of the Chuppah, and a Kala who doesn't have those Sheva Brachas can't live with her husband. Kala Blo Bracha is also to Labaila, that's the Bracha that's talking about, Birchas Nesuin. Shiloh, okay, we'll get through, go through this, not to speak everybody now. As we go through the Brachas, we'll speak about what happens if you're in a play and you need a minion for that. What happens if there's no minion and you can't make a Brachas, you can't get married. So what, okay. That's all coming attractions. Let's go into the... So both an Almana and a Besula need a bracha. Umi Amar Rav Huna Hachi. The Amar Rav Huna Almana ain't a tuna bracha. I said Rav Huna said that an Almana you don't make a bracha. And again, we don't know which bracha this is yet. Lokasha. Kan b'bachar shenos Almana. If a bachar who's never married. Married an Almana. Right. Kan ba'almon shenos Almana. Then she needs a bracha too. But if it's an Alman who married an Almana, both of them were married before, then there's no bracha. The Alman should also Almana lo, and when both of them were married before, you don't need a bracha. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar li Huna bar Noson, Tana menayin lebirkas chasanim basora. How do you know you need a minion by birkas chasanim? It should neemar vayikach asora anoshim mizikne ha'ir vayomer shvu po vayishavu. Boaz Alman Shinos Almana Havi. Right? It says that Boaz got 10 people together. What do you need 10 people for? Must be to make Birchas Chasanim. He was getting married to Ruth. And Boaz was an Alman who married an Almana. Right? Boaz had already, Rashi says, 30 children before that. And his wife died the day that Ruth came back, Ruth and Naomi came back to Eretz Israel. And that's what they met her at his Leviah. They came back, everybody was gathered to the Levaya, and that's when they greeted Naomi and Ruth. So Boaz already was married, and Ruth was married before. Tosus says, well, she was married before she was a Goya. Wasn't in marriage. So Tosus says, you see from here, that has nothing to do with marriage. It's not Dafka, she's an Almana, but she's a Ba'ula. If she, and according to that, some Shitas hold that if a woman was never married, but there's Edus that she was Mazana, she wasn't a Basula. Also, the halachas of how many days of bracha, right, apply to her as they would apply to an almana. Okay. It has nothing to do with her being married before. It has to do with her not being a psula. So, in any case, that's Tosfos. So from Tosfos, you see that when what's it called, Machlon, married Ruth, right, she was a goy. The Maisa to Machlokis, Rishonim, Zohar seems to say that they were Megayer her, but since the Geirus was the Shem Ishus, Chatchili don't make such a Geirus. It takes effect. The Geirus is good if they mean it L'Shem Shemayim. But it wasn't clear that they meant it L'Shem Shemayim at the time. So therefore, because of these people were great people, they considered them as if they were Goyim. But it could be that halachically they were Yidden. Especially Ruth, that Igloi Milsulam Afreya, that she meant it L'Shem Shemayim, right? So then, what's it called? Her Geirus was good from the beginning. So to Machlokis, whether, according to Tosfos, for sure she was a Goya when Machlon married her. According to other Rishonim also, the Meforshei HaMegillah also argue whether she was a Goya or not, whether they Megayer them or not, and the, what's it called, the Zohar says that they were Yidden. That they were Taka Megayer. So Mara says, "My ain't a tuna bracha." So if that's the case, we can't give the answer that an Alman that married an Almana has no bracha. because she also has a bracha. You see that an almon married an almona, you needed 10 people for birchas chasson. Elamai ain't a tuna bracha, the Om Rav Huna ain't a tuna bracha kol zayin. She doesn't need a bracha all 7 days. You don't say sheva brachas all 7 days. Aval yom echa tuna bracha, the first day, yes. That's when she has sheva brachas. First day, machlokas shown him what that first day means. So when an almon marries an almona, you only make sheva brachas the first day, meaning under the chuppah, she has sheva brachas. And the first suda that day, according to some shitas, which is what the halacha is, that day, the first suda, there's also sheva brachas. If they have a second suda, there's no sheva brachas, even that day. And if they don't have a suda that day, or they don't even finish the suda that day, they finish the suda, they make the suda in the afternoon, and they don't finish till after shkia. So that's already the next day, there's no sheva brachas. Sheva brachas has to be that day and what's it called, the first suda. Others hold that the whole day, if you had 10 sudas, they make 10 times sheva brachas. The next day, no sheva brachas. Elohad Tanya, Shoktu Chachom Mal Takonis Benos Yisrael She Sameach Imo Gimel Yomim V'mai. It says it was Takana that we had before, that the husband doesn't go to work and he stays home and keeps his wife happy for 3 days. Right? Some women, her husband going to work should make her happy. In any case, the Mai, so who's it talking about? Iba Bacher Ho Amra Shiva. If it's a Bacher, right, who even married an Almana, surely a Bacher who married a Basula, it's 7 days. Iba Alman Ho Amra Siomechot. If it's an Alman that married an Almana, it's only 1 day. So Mar says, Iba Yisema Ba Alman Yomechot Lebracha Ushlosha Lesimcha. And Echanami, it's only 1 day of Bracha, an Alman and Almana, but 3 days of Simcha. Or it could be a bacher who married an almana, but he only has 7 days for bracha, but only 3 days for simcha. The Rambam learns that the halacha is like both of these, and an alman that married an almana has 1 day for bracha and 3 days for simcha, and a bacher that married an almana has 7 days for bracha and 3 days for simcha. And most Rishonim learn not like that. They learn that a bacher that married an almana, or a bacher that married a basula, or a basula who married an alman, there's 7 days both for simcha and for what's it called, for bracha. The only time that there's 3 days is by an alman nosa almana. Okay, Rashi. Tuna bracha birkas chasan. So Rashi says he's talking over here now about birkas chasan. Okay, sheva brachas. Boaz Alman Havei, the Omer Mar, Evtson to Boaz. Boaz was the shofate called Evtson. Kvar hoyu lo lamid bonim v'lamid bonos. He had 30 boys and 30 girls. The Bava Basra. He didn't have them in Bava Basra. That's where it's mentioned that he had 30 boys and 30 girls. Ha Omer Shiva, the Medeena Tuna, the Komarav Huna, O Kimna, the Eina Tuna Shiva, Mechlau, the Tuna, the Komarav Abba Shiva. Right? That when it says, what's it called, that a bocher who is no sin almona has sheva brachas, but here it says only 3 days. So where it says an economy, 7 days for bracha, but 3 days for simcha. Okay. Meshve. Vorchim lebesula shiva. A besula has 7 days sheva brachas. Ula almona yom echad. And an almona, only 1 day. My lava filo almona shenisis lebocher. It says an almona stam. Mashman doesn't make a difference who the chosin is, even if the chosin was never married before. And just like by the woman, according to those shitas that hold, it has nothing to do with her being married before. It has to do with her being a ba'ula. Therefore, she lived with the goy. She was never married, officially, halachically, but she was not a basula. Or if she was mezana, it could be also, even if she never was married to anybody. Could be also the same thing. What about a bocher? Not his first bia, right? He's lived with other women. He's been promiscuous before he got married, right? Or he married a goya before. So therefore, some say the same thing. He has a din of an alman. Doesn't have a din of a bocher. And others hold no, that lamaisa by a bocher is different. And a bocher, even if he lived with other people, he never was mamish married, is still what's it called, as a din of shivas yomim. So Morris says, Mashm over here, that a what's it called? A basula has seven, almona yom echad, Right? My love Afinu Almana, she needs a bachur. Mashmi, even if she married a bachur, and we said before that he has 7 days of bracha. This is low. La Alman. That's only if she married an Alman. An Almana to an Alman, that's 1 day. Avala bachur, my Shiva. But what are you going to tell me? That if she married a bachur who never was married before, then there's 7 days of Sheva brachas? Ihachi listening of Archim the Besula Shiva. Ula Almana, Shanisis, La bachur Shiva. Ula Almana, Yomechot. Right, should have said in that case. Should have said three possibilities. Right, should have said a basulo gets married. She always says 7 days. If it's an alman, that depends. If she married a bacher, she has 7 days. If she married an alman, she only has 1 day. Or it says milsa psika ktani, the lek of basulo de batzur mishiva. It said things that are ironclad that never change. A basulo never has less than 7 days, no matter who she marries. The lek almana de basamiyah, and there's no almana who has less than 1 day. So it said the things that don't change. An almana who married a bachur ain't a chanami, has 7 days. But what it means to say is an almana will never have less than 1 day, and a basula will never have less than 7 days. Rashi. The varchim of basula shiva, the kam the forish, kishibo panim chadoshos, mvorech kulam, kol yimea mishte, the ilom mvorech chada. Later on, the Gemara will explain that you don't make all seven brachas, all 7 days, unless there's panim chadoshos. If there's no panim chadoshos, then you only make one of the brachas, we'll see. Not all of them. Gufa. Omer of Nachman, Omer lihuna barnoson, tana menayin lebirkas chasanim basor. How do you know you need a minion by birkas chasanim? It's not a dover shepikdusha, that you should need a minion because it's a dover shepikdusha, it's a bracha. So why do you need a minion? Shenemar, vayikach asor anoshim ziknei ho'ir, vayomer shvupo, he told him, sit here, right? So you say he needed 10 for, we'll see in 1 second, for Birchas Chasam, he's getting married to Ruth. The Yerushalmi learns it from Rivka, right? That what's it called? That they made a bracha by Rivka, what does it say over there? Remember now, let's see, 1 second. Yeah, Tosus brings it down. Meseches Kalat, Yerushalmi also. Vayivorchu es Rivka. Okay. Tosus says that could have been Birkas Erusin, and this is Birkas Nesui. Okay, in any case. So he says, Rebavo on Mehocha. Rebavo learns from a different pasuk, that you need 10 by Birkas Chasanim. Him hakelos borchu elokim, Hashem im kor Yisrael. That you have to make the bracha of Mekor Yisrael, when you're making a bracha on the Inyone Mekor, which means Chasana, you have to have Makelos. A Kahal, we'll see, is 10. So you need at least 10. Tosus said maybe you need 20. Makelos. Twice. So he brings on some of the gear, so it said Makelos, see, without a vav. It's as if it said Makelos. And that's also says we never find a difference between 10 and 20. If 20 is okay, 10 is okay also. You don't never see an Indian that you need after 20 for something, but 10 is the cutoff point. Even the Gemara over there that says by Birchas Hamazon the cutoff point is 10 and then 100, 10 tens, not 20. For Rav Nachman b'hai krod Rav Avoh my darish bay. What does Rav Nachman do with the pasuk of Rav Avoh, right? Kalos. How do you know that even fetuses said Shira the Yam? Makelos Borchu Elokim Hashem Mimkor Yisrael. Makelos Borchu Elokim, even the Mekor Yisrael, even those that were still in the womb, said Shira. The Idach in Kain Lema Kromi Betem. Let it say Mibekan, they were inside the stomach. Why Mekor? Mekor means Inyoni Mekor. My Mekor, Al Iske Mekor. Of what's it called? Of marriage. Pruvu. Rebavo, Bahai Krod Rav Nachman, my Dorish Bay. What does Rebavo do with the Pasuk of Nachman by Boaz? That he needed 10 people. Wasn't for Birkas Chasan, and what was it for? Ahumi Boyle, the Midrash Amoni Velo Amonis, Moavi Velo Moavis. That's because he had to make the Drosha. That a female Moavi is mutter lovo bekal. Only Ammoni and Moavi, not Ammonis and Moavis. The Yisrael kadaitich lebrocha lo sagit v'lav zekeinecho says asora zekeinim. Why do you need asora zekeinim if you only need a minion? A minion could be anybody. But if it was to publicize the psak, then you need a zakenim. The idach isol gadaydich lemidrash b'sagid lavasorah. It only wanted to what's it called say over the psak. You need 10 people to say the psak. Versus in the pursume milsa, right, to publicize it. Ukita omer le Shmuel Rav Chana Bagdasor puk va'aisili be'asor. Just like we find that Shmuel said to Rav Chana Bagdasor, right, Rashi says from Baghdad, bring me 10 people. Ve'emaloch ban payu hamazakel uber kona. Right, I'll say in front of them that the halacha is that if a person is makna something to an uber, the uber is kona. Right, even though Dover Shalom Ba'olam, you're not kona, but here lit Dover Shalom Ba'olam, or the uber is considered he's Bala Olam, he's still there, he's alive already, he's there, he's just not able to come out yet. So whatever, right? Mezakel uber Tosa has a whole diun whether what's it called, this Tosa here, yeah. What's it called? Whether this is only the Filaman Yomer Dover Shalom Ba'olam is Kolna, or even Dover Shalom Ba'olam, you're not Kolna, but here it's Lid Dover Shalom Ba'olam, maybe it's better. Some places Mashm, it's worse. Or it's not a Dover Shalom Ba'olam altogether, that the child's considered like he's already in the world. In any case, that's what we wanted to paskin. The Hilchus, but the Halacha is not like that. He went to all the trouble of being Mepharis and his Tzak, but the Halacha is a Mezakel Uber Lo Kolna. The halacha is not like that. That is not called, even though he's in the fire and psak like that. The halacha is not like that. Rashi. The makelos baruchu Elokim Hashem imkor Yisrael al birkas mekor tzorech kahal, for the bracha that you make concerning mekor, which is the pruer vu, right, the source of klal Yisrael v'hainu asora. That's 10. Kmo hakahal esoedah. It says hakel es ha'eda, kahal and an eda are synonymous. Ve'en hakel pachos me'eda, a kahal can't be less than an eda. The eda asor, and an eda we know is 10. Ki di althina me adas meraglim ad mosay la eda hara yatsi Yoshua. The call they weren't part of it, so that leaves 10. That's what we learn a minion. Bagdasa ir shibavel ushma bagdas, right, Baghdad. Psak Sidro Shor Rav Shri Ragol Hinesker is mentioned in the Psak in Rav Shri Ragol, the city of Baghdad is mentioned. Hamazaka Matan Al Yidei Acher, somebody gives something that he has. You can't be Mazak Al Yidei Atzmacha because it doesn't leave your possession. So you want to be Mazak as something. For instance, you want to give a present to a bar mitzvah boy on Shabbos, but you can't give presents on Shabbos. So you want to give it to him, but you don't see him before Shabbos. And you want to hand it over to him on Shabbos. So you can't just pick it up and say, I'm the chaven to be makna this to the bar mitzvah boy. It's in your hands, it's your thing. So therefore, you give it over to somebody else, who's not samuch al shulchancha, and you say, take this and pick it up, and have kavana that you're kona it for so-and-so. That's called mezaka al yidei acher. Okay. So, when the truth is, when you buy it in the store, you can have kavana that you're buying it and you're kone it for the bar mitzvah boy. Then you don't have to do this. Then it's his. You're just holding on to it. You paid for it. You bought it for him. Not just you had him in mind that you're going to give it to him as a present later. Your mamish made it his when you bought it. Then you can give it to him on Shabbos. L'uber shebet me'imo kona. If you're mezaka to an uber who's still inside the womb, he's kona. Okay. Okay. Tana Rabban, let's go a little bit more. Tana Rabbanan. Mevorachim Birkas Chasan veBeis Chasanim. Right, you make Birkas Chasanim, there's other Sheva Brachas in the Beis Chasanim, which we'll discuss what that exactly is. Where is Beis Chasanim? But by the Nesuim, by the Chuppah. Rabbi Yehudomer Atta Beis HaErisim, Mevorachim also. You also make it by Beis HaErisim, even before the Nesuim. Omer Abaye BeYehudashon. That's talking only in Yehuda. Meshim Misyachid Ima. Right, because in Yehuda they used to have Yichud, and a kala is not allowed to live with her husband without Birchas Chasanim, and we're afraid that he's going to live with her because they were dafka meyachid them. So therefore they made Birchas Chasanim even before the chuppah by the Erisim. Okay. Okay. Tanya, Idach, Mevorchim Birchas Chasanim, Beis Chasanim, Birchas Erisim, Beis Erisim. That there's a bracha, Birchas Chasanim, Birchas Nesuim, in the chuppah, that's sheva brachas, and there's also a birchas erusin that you make, a separate bracha by shas erusin, which we will get to next time, what exactly they are. Rashi. The veis chasanim, kishenichnas ol the chuppah nesuin. By after the chuppah, you make sheva brachas, and then you make it all 7 days. After veis erusin, kishemekad shom the vorchin kol birchas chasanik in the forest. In Yehuda, they used to make all the sheva brachas at the time of erusin also. Om rabbi of Yehuda shanu, the Rabbi Yehuda of Yehuda shanu. Omer, what's it called? That only is in Yehuda that they make birchas sheva brachas at the erusin. Shemisyached ima the erusin kadeshi alibo gaspa. They wanted the chasam kala to get to know each other, so they were miyached them even by the erusin. And sometimes the chasam lived with the kala, but he's not allowed to do that. He didn't have sheva brachas, so they made the sheva brachas before. Lafichav mevorchin birchas sasa mitchila, detani meseches kala, kala below brachas, suru labai lakadida. We're on Zion of it base, towards the last quarter of the Omer. Tanya idach. Mevorchin birchas chasanim, veis chasanim, make birchas chasanim, which is sheva brachas, veis chasanim, Birkas Erusin, the base ho Erusin. And Birkas Erusin in the base ho Erusin. Birkas ho Erusin, my Mavarech. What's Birkas Erusin? Rovin bar of Adav, Rabba bar of Adav, Tarvayu, Mishmeder of Yehuda, Amre, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Kidishonu, Mitzvosov, Vitzivonu, Alvo Arroyos, Vosso Lonu as Harusos, Vihitir Lonu as Hanesuos, and most Rishonim add in over here the word Lonu. It's on the suos lonu, al yidei chupa the kiddushin. That's the bracha. Rav Acha berei the Rav Masayim bo mishmed Rav Yehuda. Baruch Ato Hashem mekadish Yisrael al yidei chupa the kiddushin. And they added a siyum to the bracha, mekadish Yisrael al yidei chupa kiddushin. Man glo chosim mida havi abirkus peiros. One who doesn't say a separate bracha at the end, just like birchas peiros, doesn't have a separate bracha. That's just one bracha. There's no second bracha. The birkas mitzvah, same thing. Birkas mitzvos. Uman dechosim mida havi akedusha. The one who does say it's just like kiddush. Kiddush, you start with a bracha and you end with a bracha. Rashi. V'osar lanu esharusos mida rabbanan. Rashi says an arus is only osar mida rabbanan. Once you have kiddushin, min haTorah, you're allowed to live with your wife. The Rabbanan Asur living with an Arusa until she'll have Nisuin and Sheva Brachas. She gozer al Yichud shel Pnuya. Because the Rabbanan were gozer on the Yichud of a Pnuya. So even an Arusa is called Shekain Mutter, what's it called? Because if a Pnuya is Mutter to have Yichud, Min HaTorah, so Kol Shekain, if you're married to the woman, you're allowed to miyachid with her. And even in Arusa, they didn't permit you to live with her until you'll have chuppah and birchas chasanim. Kideprishis kala below bracha asur lebay lekanida. The other rabbanim nomim vorkin vitzivanu. So even though it says v'osar lanu asu arusos v'asher kideshon vitzivanu, right? How can you say Vitzivonu? It's only Surah Durabonon. Right? Still on a Durabonon, you also say Vitzivonu. Because Ashkel Miner Chanukah. But Miner Chanukah also, we say in the Gemara, yes, where's the Vitzivonu? Either from what's it called, Mososur, Nikol Asher, the Ruch, or there's other psukim that it's a mitzvah to listen to the Dibre Chachom. The Hitter Lonu, Esne Shoseinu, Hanesuos Lonu, Al Yidei Chupa V'Kedushin. And the Rabbanu Shalom was matter that Isser of Arusa Al Yidei Chupa V'Kedushin. And some learn Chupa V'Kedushin, because the Chupa comes after the Kedushin. Should have said Al Yidei Kedushin V'Chupa. Some say that it should say Al Yidei Chupa V'Kedushin. Chupa, which already had a Kedushin before it. They say no, the Iker is the Chupa. And the Kedushin had to be before it, so the Kedushin is a Tofel, therefore it says Chupa V'Kedushin. Abirkas Peros, Bori Priho Eitz. Birkas Mitzvahs, Alashchita V'Alamila. even the kula chada hodohi ve'ein hefsek makosha ben asayim levoy chasima. So it's all one idea, so you don't need a separate bracha. It's one bracha, and that's it. Finished. Kida omer barvei psachim birkas hamitzvos time of my mishum the hodohi hanami kula hodohi. It's all thanking the Rabbanu Shem for the inyan of kedusha. Midid avya kedusha, given the beloshin kedusha, he could kiddush hayom. Right, since it's we say it the beloshin kedusha, right? Asher asher lanu asar harusos, right? Asher kedushanu the mitzvosovet yivonu al harayos. We're talking over here about what's it called? Kupa the Kiddushin, right? We mentioned Kiddushin, which is Lashon Kiddusha, so it's similar to Kiddush. So Chasmin and Baki Hasan, just like Kiddush, so we say a bracha in the beginning and a bracha in the end, similarly. Vahi Chasmina Mishum Diyesh Bahetzik, Kigon Kihuyom Tchila the Mikrae Kodesh. Over there, it's a long bracha. So therefore, and we're not, it's not all one Hodah, because we say other things in there that explain what the what Shabbos is. So therefore, we say a bracha in the beginning and a bracha in the end. Tosfos says it has nothing to do with the fact that it's kodesh kedusha. It has to do with the fact that it's a long bracha or not. One holds that it's long, and a long bracha you start with a bracha and you end with a bracha, and the other one holds not that long. It's not as long as kiddush, but it's longer than just a regular birchas hamitzvah or a birchas hanehen. There's another way of learning here. That is the chora. What's the what is the bracha over here? What's the bracha on? Right. If it's a birchas hamitzvah, the bracha on the mitzvah of kedushin. So it should have said asher kedusham. So it's ivanu the kaddish is aisha. Wherever we find a bracha, asher osar lanu asarusos the hitter, make a bracha on shechita. The Rosh says you don't say a bracha asher osar lanu asanevelos the hitter lanu asashchutos. You make a bracha, asher kedusham tzivanu ala shechita. Once you make a bracha on the mitzvah of kedusha. So the Rosh holds that this is not a birchas hamitzvah. It's a birchas shevach v'hodah. It's a bracha of shevach to the Rabbanu Shel Olam that he was mekadesh klal Yisrael by giving us the mitzvahs of kedushin, that an arayis arasar and even arusos arasar. It's a birchas shevach v'hodah. The Rambam holds that it's a birchas hamitzvah. And the reason why it's made like this, there's a million different things, it's not for now to discuss 100%. The main reason is the mitzvah is not a mitzvah chiyuvis to get married per se. The mitzvah really is a mitzvah pru urvu. The only thing is, you can't have pru urvu unless you get married. Right? Even though the Rosh says that the mice you can marry pilegish. But that in itself is a shaila what a pilegish is. Pilegish has kedushin or doesn't have kedushin. Right, this sheet that holds Pilegesh is without Kedushin at all, so then you could have Pur Vu Beheter without Kedushin. Some hold the Pilegesh is only Mutter to a Melech, so you can't have Kedushin, you can't have Pur Vu Beheter by a regular person without Kedushin. Some hold that Pilegesh also has Kedushin, just doesn't have a Ksuba. So then there's no way of having Pur Vu Beheter without Kedushin. But the Rosh says you can marry Pilegesh. Anybody can do it, and it's not with kedushin. It's only with what's it called, stam without kedushin, yachid her without kedushin. So there's no need to bedafka have kedushin for puravu. But if you hold that you can't marry pilegish, then there is you can't. There's no way of getting puravu beheter without having kedushin first. In addition to that, there's those that hold that mitzvah kedushin is a mitzvah by itself. It's a mitzvah to marry a woman, to be married, for other reasons aside from Purim. It's not to be married. So the Rambam holds that it's a mitzvah, a birchas hamitzvah. The reason that we make the bracha the way that we do, we don't say asher kedushon tzivanu lekadesh et ha'isha, right, is because we want to include also the whole seder of nisuin and erusin or whatever, and make it clear that until the sheva bracha, she's also to her husband too. So therefore, even though we're making a bracha on Erisin, we're already in the bracha itself. Let's just know that you can't live with her or whatever. Okay, in any case, the nafkaminas, a few nafkaminas here, whether it's a birchas hamitzvah or a birchas shelach v'hodah, one nafkamina would be, when do you have to make this bracha? If it's a birchas hamitzvah, it has to be done before the ma'isa kedusha, because kol ha-brachas mevorchem, kol ha-mitzvahs mevorchem alim over la'siyosa. But if it's a bracha shelach v'holdah, it can be done even after the ma'isa kedusha. And you shabeach the rabbanu shem on the inyan of kedusha, even after the mitzvah. It's not a birchas hamitzvah that has to be done before you do the mitzvah. It can be done after also. Right? Just like the same shaila is by bris milah. The bracha lachniso bebriso shel Avraham Avinu was a shaila whether it's a part of the birchas hamitzvah and has to be done before the milah, or it's a birchas shelach v'holdah, it can be done even after the milah. We do it in a place where we makayim both. After the milah, before the priya. In between the milah and the priya, the father makes the bracha lachniso. So it's before the milah is finished, but it's after the milah, so it could be also shelach v'holdah. That's also machlokas, what that bracha is. So that's one nafkamina. When do you make this bracha? Second nafkamina is, who makes this bracha? If it's a bracha on the mitzvah, kedushin, l'chor, it's the chosin's bracha. And he's the one who has to make that bracha. And that's taka the Rambam holds. Since the birchas mitzvah, the chosin makes it, or if he sends a shliach to Makadish, the shliach makes this bracha. Or if it's a bracha, shevach v'hodah, then somebody there makes the bracha, to meshabeach the Rambam, so the Indian of kedushin, it's lav davka, the chosin's bracha. And afkamina is, we don't make the chosin, doesn't make this bracha. Masada kedushin makes the bracha. Right, so even if it's the chosin's bracha, they made that the chosin doesn't say the bracha, since everybody gets married, even ignorant people who don't know how to make a bracha, not to embarrass anybody. So they were masakin that somebody else should say the bracha for the chosin. Okay, so therefore, even though somebody else says the bracha and the chosin doesn't say the bracha, it still could be a birchas hamitzvah. It's really the chosin's bracha, but somebody else says it in order to not to mevayish chasanim who don't know how to make a bracha. Nafkamina is, does the person who make a bracha have to have kavana to be motzi the chasan? If the bracha is not birchas mitzvah and it's not a bracha for the chasan, so then anybody can make it and they don't have to have kavana bechlal for the chasan. It's not the chasan's bracha. It's a bracha that has to be said by somebody there. On the other hand, if it's the chosin's bracha, and the only reason the chosin doesn't say it is because of not to embarrass chasanim who don't know how to make the bracha, this way everybody across the board doesn't make it, so then the person who makes the bracha has to have kavanah to be motzi the chosin, and the chosin has to have kavanah to be yotze. And that's what we do l'chatchila. We tell the chosin this may be his bracha, birchas hamitzvah on kedushin. And there's some that hold that even if it's a birchas shevach v'holdah, it may be that the chosin is the one who has to make this birchas shevach v'holdah. Right? Just like by a bris, it's the father of the child who has to make that bracha, not stam anybody. So therefore, the person who's making the bracha has to be tell the chosin to be yotze, to have kavana to be yotze, and he has to have kavana to be motzi him, at least l'chatchila. Another shaila is, so therefore it could be that's the shaila in the Gemara. If it's a birchas hamitzvah, then you don't make two brachas, just one, just like any mitzvah. Right? So you don't finish off a second bracha, mekadesh yisam yisrael yideichu po v'kiddushin, you don't say that. You just say, asher kiddushonu b'mitzvah sovet tzivanu, that's the bracha. Why it's in such a negative way, for asher v'anu sarusas, we explained a little bit why. But if it's by kiddush, it's not a birchas hamitzvah, but it's a birchas shevach v'hodah to the Rabbanu Shalom on the Indian of Shabbos or whatever, the Indian of Kedusha, then in a chanami, it's not a birchas hamitzvah, and then you need like Kiddush, beginning and an end. Right? So you're making a bracha that's a longer bracha that's like Kiddush. Just like Kiddush, Mekadish the Shabbos, you speak about the Zohar Shem HaShabbos Lekadisho, you speak about the milas of Shabbos, so you speak about the milas of Kedushas Yisrael. So therefore it's similar to Kiddush, that's what Rashi says, and therefore it starts and ends with a bracha. Any other things of Birchas Erusin? No, that's pretty much what there is. Okay. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Mevorchim birchas chasanim ba'asara kol shiva. You make birchas chasanim all 7 days. That's if there are panim chadashos. So here is also a lot. First thing is what's it called? When do you make birchas hasanim? It doesn't say anything about a suda here. It says what's it called? Birchas hasanim basara kol shiva. So some hold that you only do it b'shas a suda that's made specifically for the chasan and kala. And if it's a suda, but chasan and kala stam are eating a restaurant, and nobody made a suda for them. You don't make, even though there's a minion around, you don't make birchas hasanim. It's only if the suda is made specifically for the chasan and kala. Some hold that any suda that the chasan and kala are there, you make sheva brachas. And there's a sheet in the Rishonim that you don't need a suda b'chlap. Whenever people gather together, the cover, the chasan kala, you say sheva brachas. I mean, 10 times a day, if they have gatherings, the cover, the chasan kala, we don't pass them like that. We only, even though sheet is whole, the minig has become only to make sheva brachas b'shas suda, and the suda should be the cover, the chasan kala. Not just that there's a chasan kala who happened to be eating and have the minion. There's a chasan kala traveling on a plane, right, and they serve the meal and everybody washes, they don't make sheva brachas. It has to be that the suda was made to cover the chasan and kala. So that's only by a suda, and you need a minion. Shailas, do all the people in the minion have to be eating? Or is it enough that you're able to bench the mezuman, the shem Hashem, right? You only need 7 people who ate, and 3 could be mitzaref even if they didn't eat. There's another shaila. Right? Can the people who didn't eat make the sheva bracha? So you tafka the people who ate have to make sheva brachas. The minig is that you don't have to eat tafka to make sheva brachas, but if they're already making sheva brachas, even if you didn't eat, you can make the bracha. So in any case, so that's and then there's another shaila. It says what's it called before that it has to be the base chasanim. Base chasanim has to be in a place that's specific for that simcha, not stam where the chuppah was, right? Not stam, what's it called, therefore in the house where the chasan and kala are, and by svarim they're makdin on that they only make sheva brachas in the house, they don't make sheva brachas in a hall or whatever. It has to be the base chasan in a place where the chuppah is all 7 days or whatever, the place where the chasan and kala are living together. And by Ashkenazim, we're not makbid on that. Beis Chasanim is any place where they make the suda, they cover the chasan and kala. Then the Gemara says you need panim chadashos. So Shaila, why you need panim chadashos? One reason is that there's extra ribuy of simcha. It's time to make the same sheva brachas over and over again without an extra ribuy of simcha. You don't do. So if there's somebody else who's there, right? Panim chadashos. That adds to the simcha. According to that, right, it makes sense why Shabbos is considered panim chadashos, because that adds to the simcha too. You're marred with the simcha on Shabbos too, so Shabbos also is considered panim chadashos. Another reason for panim chadashos is that you need somebody who didn't hear sheva brachos yet, and you're making it for him. There's an inyan whose people are misasif and eat a meal, lekava the chasan and kala, that they say sheva brachas, right? And if somebody hasn't been around, then you have to say for him, right? So you say for that person, for the panim chadashos, the sheva brachas. And a few nafkaminis. One nafkamina is again Shabbos. If the purpose is to say it for somebody who hasn't yet heard sheva brachas, then Shabbos there's no inyan. If it's us ribui simcha, Shabbos counts as sheva brachas. But if not, and the Rambam taka holds the second reason, he doesn't hold Shabbos. You don't need panim chadasha, because it's not something to do with ribui simcha. Another nafkamina is can a woman or a child be panim chadasha? Some shitas hold that a woman and a child could also be panim chadasha, because they marred the simcha for them too. Could be that there's somebody special, right? According to this, and according to the tzam, there has to be somebody who's chayiv in these brachas who hasn't heard them yet. And a woman and a child can't be panim chadashos. Also, do you need somebody that is special, or anybody? If the idea is because somebody didn't hear these brachos, so you're making it for them, so it could be anybody. But if it's not, it can't be the janitor, you know, of the place, because you're not marba simcha because the janitor is there, right? Oh wow, you know, what's it called, janitor's here, so let's but if it's because somebody didn't hear these brachas, then the janitor. Another shaila is the person didn't hear the brachas, but he was at the suda and he heard the brachos, but he wasn't mishtatif in the suda. He was at the chuppah and heard the brachos, but never was mishtatif in the sudas, right? So if the idea is that you need somebody who never heard the brachos, he heard the brachos. But if the idea is that he wasn't yet at the simcha, and now you're mar the simcha, now he's mishtatif together at the simcha, whatever, then even if he heard the brachos by the chuppah, but he never was mishtatif in the suda, you could still count him as panim chadashos. All these things are, what the halacha is a different story, but all these things are nogeya to why you need panim chadashos. Also, zeshaila whether one person is enough or you need dafka two. It says panim chadashos, doesn't say ten chadash. So some say panim chadashos means in general you need somebody who will be panim chadashos all the time. There's even a sheet that holds you need ten panim chadashos, but there's a sheet that holds two, and pashas even one person you ought to see panim chadashos.
Each person's only got one panim.
Right.
I've got eight panim. Each individual's then got a panim.
Yeah, so.
So why two?
Does anybody do rabbi?
No.
Is there any case
so shall she panim chadash?
No.
Right? Because it's one person, right? He's one person. Panim chadashos is a plural of more than one person. It's not because of the face. Right. But there's no singular
panim. There's no singular panim. There's no singular panim. So like mayim also.
I'm saying, but that's then you would say panim chadash, not chadashos. What?
Why?
No,
sorry, you have
the funny is always the funny is always plural. Funny
in the eros.
I think about it. Okay, that's what they say. From the fact that it says plural, that it's there's more than one. Okay. The
the
pun
also shows the presence of
name. Oh, yeah. Okay, fine. That's what I'll do with it. Okay, now let's what else here? What else? Panim chadashos. Oh, yeah. Panim chadashos has to be at each separate meal. Or if somebody came, panim chadashos, says, if somebody comes, panim chadashos, you mevorech for him, laila v'yom. He came at night for the suda, and he stays the next day. So that same panim chadashos can count for the night and for the day, right? That's according to some sheets. According to other sheets, every suda is different, and you need panim chadashos by each suda. Shabbos, we said, according to the shita, that it's because of ribui simcha, Shabbos counts as panim chadashos, but that's only the two sudas of Shabbos. Shalosh shudas, it's a shaila whether shalosh shudas, since it's not a real suda, it could be yotze with meaning targima, maybe shalosh shudas doesn't count for panim chadashos. And that's a machlokas haposkim, whether shalosh shudas counts as panim chadashos or not, or you need panim chadashos by shalosh shudas, otherwise you can't make the sheva brachas. Okay, we'll see that if you don't have panim chadashos, it's not that you don't make any bracha, you don't say six of them, but you say, you don't say five of them, but you say two. You say bori priagothen, and you say asher boras osu v'simcha. That bracha you make even without sheva brachas. And that will get what's it called? Okay, we'll leave over what the Sheva brachos are for after Shavuos.